It's the morning show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. The Wisconsin legislature created the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program in 1989 to preserve valuable natural areas and wildlife habitat, protect water quality and fisheries, and expand opportunities for outdoor recreation. The program is funded on a 10-year cycle, and it's up for renewal. How have natural areas been part of your life? What do you think is the value of programs like this? 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. My guest is Mike Carlson, Executive Director of Gathering Waters, Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trusts. Mike, welcome to the morning show.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So how does the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program work?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, the stewardship program is nearly 30 years old, and it's been providing really critical funding to protect some of Wisconsin's most special places over that time period. So the stewardship program actually not only provides funding for the state Department of Natural Resources to protect things like state parks and wildlife areas, but it also provides funding to local governments, local communities, as well as to nonprofit conservation organizations such as Land Trust, which is who our members are around the state. So in Wisconsin, we have nearly 50 land trusts, so nearly 50 local nonprofits that really work closely with other partners to get land protection done. And stewardship's been a crucial program for that.
So how much land are we talking about in terms of what the stewardship program has been able to acquire since it started? Do you have any idea?
Yeah. So over that nearly 30 years, the stewardship program itself has protected nearly 500,000 acres of land. And I think, you know, for an average listener, that sounds obviously like a really large amount. I think it's worth noting that, you know, the number of acres really depends on kind of where you are in the state. So in northern Wisconsin, you know, might have, you know, a really significant, large, you know, 50,000 acre plus forests that are being protected versus maybe a few acres in a urban area like Madison or Milwaukee. So The total number, you know, 500,000 is very impressive. It's been an incredibly successful program, but I think it's also, it's really been able to address a number of different priorities throughout the state.
Now, the DNR recently requested a 10-year funding renewal for the program. How likely do you think it is that this request will actually be in the actual budget?
Sure. I think, you know, I feel quite confident about it, and I think it's this is a real opportunity, having the DNR, you know, make that request. It's a real opportunity, I think, for members of the public to reach out to their elected officials and say, hey, you know, this is a priority. We want to continue to see these kinds of investments in outdoor places, in special places here in Wisconsin for outdoor recreation, natural areas, and other priorities. You know, it's interesting. I think it's worth noting that the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is named after two former governors, right? And it really embodies the bipartisanship of this program. So it's named after former Governor Gaylord Nelson, who is a Democrat, and a former Governor Warren Knowles, who is a Republican. And I think this is a tradition and a legacy in Wisconsin that has really enjoyed bipartisan support for decades. And because of that, I think, you know, we feel confident that this is something that the public supports and that, you know, we'll see be renewed in the next state budget.
There have been cuts to the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program in the last 10 years or so, though. Where have you seen the impact of these cuts?
Sure. So, yeah, in the last few state budgets, we have seen cuts to the program. I think the important thing to note, though, is that, you know, we still have a really robust Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program here in the state. We still have the program still funded at about $33 million a year. And it's still, again, providing really important funding support to a variety of different partners like DNR, local communities, and nonprofits, and county forests, among others. I think from our perspective, we're almost really looking kind of to the future and looking at, you know, if the governor and the legislature in the next state budget, if they don't act to continue the program, it's at risk of expiring during the next state biennial budget. So for us, it's, you know, let's look at the future. Let's look at, you know, what additional investments can we make to really bolster things like our state's $18 billion outdoor recreation industry and support our state's, you know, $24 billion forestry industry. So again, I think, you know, we have seen some cuts and some changes to the program, but it's still a very strong program and a program that I think, you know, we all want to see continued here in the future.
There was some concern back in 2015 that the program would be in trouble since there was a proposal to freeze it until 2028. Do you anticipate similar threats to the program to emerge again?
Sure, and I think that's a great example of where, you know, we and many other interested parties and members of the public were able to actually work in a very bipartisan fashion, actually, with the state legislature. You know, work across party aisles with folks across the political spectrum to make sure that that freeze on the program didn't happen, and then that funding continued. And so, since 2015, while you know that proposal was made to freeze the program back then, the program has in fact continued and has continued again with that $33 million a year in funding since then, and we're in 2018 here today. So. Again, I think we've been able to find some real champions for the program across the political spectrum. I think, you know, a lot of folks get the value of these kinds of investments, and so I feel confident we'll be able to, again, you know, find a kind of a reasonable compromise to continue to fund this program in the future.
Mike Carlson is the executive director of Gathering Waters, Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trusts. We're talking about the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. It's up for a renewal in the next budget, and that's why we're talking about it this morning. Some people might say that, or might question whether or not this is something taxpayers should be supporting. What do you say to that?
Sure. Well, I think, first of all, it's important for listeners to understand that, you know, this is a program, again, that's been in place for nearly 30 years. And I think it's worth putting the cost of it in some context. For any Wisconsin resident, this program in any given year, you know, costs less than a state park sticker or less than a fishing license for any Wisconsin resident. And so, you know, we're talking about nearly 30 years of investments in things like state parks and trails and state forests that, again, directly support two of our biggest economic sectors in the state. The outdoor recreation industry it's a pretty staggering figure, I think, the $18 billion industry. And then again, the stewardship program supports also our state's forestry economy, and that's a $24 billion economy. So I think this program really directly supports our state's economy. So in that way, it's an investment that has a return to it. I think it's also worth noting, though, as well as, you know, we hear in the news a lot about recruiting and retaining talent for any number of different industries here in the state. And a big, you know, driver behind recruiting and retaining talent here in Wisconsin is quality of life. And, you know, I can't think of a program that goes more directly to investing in the quality of life here in our state than a program like Knowles-Nelson Stewardship. So I think, you know, again, it's a question of priorities. Obviously, not everyone's going to think that this should be a priority, but I think that there's a clear tie to the economic benefit that it provides.
Mike, thanks for coming in and being with us on the morning show this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, John. Appreciate it.
Mike Carlson is the executive director of Gathering Waters, Wisconsin's Alliance for Land Trusts. Coming up, time to declutter from all that free stuff we've been collecting. Find out more about that in just a moment. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.